Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
Slowly getting better.
You're still a little groggy.
Just a little.
Third in a row.
My voice,
I'm
though.
I'm so sorry for your voice.
It's the one thing that just seems to take hard hits.
Right.
It's okay. I feel good.
Good.
I just sound different. I sound different.
Every week a little different.
We're
Who are you
back
bringing
there.
Next week?
We shall
come
see.
Back and find out.
I love it.
Funny.
Okay, but today we have a fun quiz.
Yes.
But not yet.
Nope. Not yet.
First, we need a fun fact.
Because
Jamie.
I have a fun fact for you.
Good.
So there's an interview on firstdraftpod.com with Rebecca Searle, our author for our April book, Expiration Dates. And one of my favorite questions I always bring you guys is, what was their experience with reading and writing as a kid? And that is one of the questions that was asked. And her response to it is, I actually went to a school called Waldorf School, and the learning philosophy is very much that children come to different concepts and different markers of education in their own time. So they don't push reading or mathematics necessarily onto the child. It's more about the child's curiosity towards it. So I didn't really read until I was in like the second grade, which right now as a teacher,
That feels forever.
My mom says my dad was saying, like, we have to pull her out. We have to put her in like a proper school. This is crazy. She's not reading. And of course, cut to it, it worked out pretty okay.
So oh my goodness.
Here she is, a reader, writer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So when I was very young, my father did a lot of reading to me. And he is a reader, has always been a reader, loves books, probably reads about 2 books a week. Mm-hmm. So he really introduced me to my love of reading, and I fell in love with books early with him, and then subsequently on my own. And very quickly after, I figured out what a book was and how to read it. I wanted to not necessarily make books, but I knew that I wanted to write.
Wow, I love that so much.
Yeah, because that is, like, there is such a debate in education with allowing the child to lead. You know, you've got Montessori method, you've got Waldorf method, and then you've got public school that goes a different, mm-hmm. a more traditional method, because there's other private schools as well and charter schools that would teach the same way. But
wow.
Really?
What's the right way?
What's the right way? Hmm. I can't say. I mean, I'm a teacher.
Read. Yeah.
I just think when you get early intervention, if there's going to be a learning disability, easier to use different therapies and easier to combat a learning disability caught early on. So that's my belief on, so I don't know. And I don't know, because I battle that. Not everyone has a learning disability. So why are we putting everyone in the situation?
But how would you know if it wasn't tested?
Like if you're like, I don't know.
I know. That's an interesting, you know, I think I mentioned that I read that book, Humankind.
Yes.
Where they talked about that school that did things very differently, very non-traditional, mm-hmm. very much like you learned a concept or about something until you learned it. You just like stuck with it, and you learned with all different ages. It was almost like the way I imagined it, which I'm not sure how realistic this is, was like a warehouse with different stations, and you kind of mm-hmm. could pop around like, oh, I'm going to learn about this today.
Right.
And it was very different, and how hard to track that was, right? You couldn't track the knowledge.
Is it working? What's not working? What's not working? What do you need next?
Yeah, but it was also like they were producing very successful humans.
Right.
So it's such an interesting idea. Right. It's outside of the box. And I think that's where we have a hard time, because education is a national
importance. Right.
A national importance. Everyone agrees.
And you've got an idea like that. And you know, it was very popular at one point, I would say 80s, to have the open classroom concept. Mm. And I think that was the belief, was that everyone could learn from other people. And so if we're have these open classrooms, mm-hmm. all ages can be learning from each other. But the reality of that in public school is, how do you structure public school?
Yeah.
With the masses that public school teaches.
Right.
on that scale?
It would be incredibly loud, right? I think, and just about the sound, you know, it can get very loud in 30 kids classroom, right? Like, so I can understand that would be challenging.
So it's not that it's a bad idea. It's what can we implement within a national system,
right,
that can be successful and organized.
And, you know, and watched over, because there's going to be people who are invested in it and do a very good job implementing it. Absolutely. And then there's going to be people who are like, I don't get it. And it's just chaos and it's nothing's being taught or learned at all. And that could also be a problem.
Right.
So it would somehow need to be tracked.
Yeah. And we're educating the masses. So all it is what walks it is. Of life, I can't imagine, are there. It'll change. And that's not going to work for everyone. So finding a school that works for you, that would be my ending. Waldorf works for you. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad that it did. She obviously is very successful. That's why we have
educational choice.
Love it.
Okay, there you are. So.
Okay. But we're going to do a quiz today.
Yes.
Should we take a break before we begin?
Let's do it.
All right, we are back.
We're getting started.
So excited for this quiz today Jamie found for us.
More and more quizzes. Can you believe it?
We you
can
would go think on we've forever. Taken them all. But no.
And sometimes I think, we haven't done this one, and then we really have. Oops. We have recorded an episode where we didn't realize till the end.
That Do you we remember had taken that?
Yes. That we had already taken it, and then we had to
redo it.
Redo an episode
find
for you.
A new quiz.
So you didn't get the same quiz twice.
Well, that's just one we caught.
That's true. There could be others out there that we didn't catch. Very good point.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. No one said anything.
No one said anything. But we've also been at this a long time. Sarah, it's been 4 years.
Can you believe it?
Almost
May.
4 years in May.
June?
That we've been doing this. May.
We started May.
End of May. So, of course, we can't remember all the episodes.
4 years. So the odds are you maybe didn't hear that one.
Right.
It's
right.
Fine. It's fine.
This is episode 204. In the 204, you might get two of the same quizzes.
I apologize.
We'll just throw that one out there.
I hope you'll forgive us and stick with this, because they are still fun.
It's still fun. And it's still us. I haven't
been tired of it yet.
Right.
Why does my teenage self need quizzes so bad?
Because life.
I guess so.
There's all those other things going on, and this is just fun.
This takes one brain thought away from me, so someone else can decide this for me.
Right. Pick my book for me.
Thank you.
Hand feed me.
Right.
My next book. I
have to think hard about it.
Okay. So this one is found on bookfinity.com, and it's Stop Searching, Start Reading.
Yes, please.
Discover your reader type to get book recommendations customized just for you. Please. What caught my attention on this was I was thinking, like, how do people pick books for themselves? I mean, we have our way.
Sure.
But I was like, what? How do you pick your next book? I just Googled that and this one came up.
This is how they do it, Jamie.
Find out.
Let's take this quiz.
And see what they say. It's so cute, too.
It's just really cute.
It's like, hi there. Let's get some basics out of the way.
Okay, next. Oh, it wants my name. This is me.
Ooh, I get to put my name in?
My name is Sarah.
Oh, is it going to make me put my email address too? And now this is just I'm signing up for something?
I hope not.
Sarah.
We'll find out.
My name is Jamie. Nice to meet you, Jamie.
Oh, nice to meet you, Sarah.
I feel so welcome.
Me too. Are you over 16? We got to ask. Sure am.
Absolutely. Just a little bit. No, a lot. I don't want to be back in those years.
How do you identify? Interesting. How does this enter into my book choosing? I am a female.
I identify as a female. Thank you. Thank you.
You have to like scroll and then it will move in case you are trying to do this at home.
On your phone.
I find I have better luck with going to the next page when I like try to scroll.
And you just move a little. Okay.
Okay.
Now on to the fun stuff. Let's get to know you better.
Okay, we're getting personal here.
Right.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I like the little waiting thing it did.
Judge a book by its cover.
My you favorite know you thing want to do. Absolutely.
Take a look at these. Pick the one you like and ignore the rest.
I like that it gives you a lot of options.
It does. How many are these? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
6 options.
I already know which one I'm going to choose.
Mm.
Year of Yes is my favorite. I love that cover. It feels exciting.
Year of Yes. You have different books than me.
I do.
Is this based off our name?
Maybe.
What are your options? Mine is The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Oh, I do not have that.
The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. What? Present Over Perfect. I Dissent.
I have Present Over Perfect.
Clean Eats.
Oh.
Or Contagious, Why Things Catch On.
Wow. Okay, no, I don't. I have one of those.
So we have very different.
Did you have six, though?
I did have six.
Okay.
But they're very different.
So I have Power Versus Force.
Okay.
Which is stark. I have The Seat of the Soul.
Mm.
Which feels thought-provoking. Year of Yes, Shonda Rhimes.
Yes.
Read it, love it.
Read it.
Present Over Perfect, read it, love it.
Oh, have you? I have not read it.
It's good.
But I really like that cover. That's going to be my pick.
It's a good book.
Okay.
Dad by My Side. Looks maybe like a children's book.
Oh. Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Dad by My Side. And It Takes a Village.
Hmm.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh.
Wrote that one.
Interesting.
I've never seen
that. And does
that
look like a children's book as well?
It does look like a children's book because it also says illustrated by.
Oh.
What About My Name? says children.
I have two children's books.
I don't know, but I'm going to say.
It didn't ask our age.
It didn't
right?
ask no, our age.
No, it was just.
Name are we above 16?
And over 16. Okay. I'm going with Present Over Perfect because there's water.
Yes.
And tennis shoes.
Love it.
I love a good, fun pair of Converse.
Indeed.
And give me some water.
It's a good one, too.
Okay.
So that's helpful. All right. Now I'm wondering if it gives us like the same, lots of choices. I like this already.
I like the choices because I feel like it's really going to get to know me.
How would you describe yourself? Pick three.
Ooh. Okay.
What are the options you have?
I have, I guess we have to see if they're the same. Rational,
mm-hmm.
quirky,
okay.
intelligent, fun, caring, strong, authentic, thoughtful, ambitious, daring, adventurous, independent, romantic, curious.
Hmm. I want to choose more than three.
For how many choices there are, that is hard. I am my number one, though. I have been described as quirky so many times.
I've never considered that. Are you quirky?
I'm a bit quirky.
Okay.
I'm a bit weird, I think.
In the best way.
I think in a fun way. I think it comes across as a compliment.
Yes.
Not a negative thing.
Good.
But I just think it's funny that it was on there. And that's what I've heard many times.
I love that.
And... curious.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick
that
curious.
One. It's hard to just narrow it down.
Yeah.
I chose I've picked two so far.
Okay.
I chose fun.
Yes.
I like to have fun.
You are fun.
And thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
I think
You're
I'm
very thoughtful.
But I don't know my third. Like, I think there's a little bit of these things in me, but I don't know that I'd call them like a big part of me.
You're very caring. I'm looking over these and seeing what pops out. I'd say you're very authentic.
Okay, I'll choose caring because I agree with that. I felt like caring and thoughtful is similar, but maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to, what's your last
one?
You did I like curious.
Curious, quirky, and... fun?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm up
you
for
are fun.
All things fun.
I thought that would be one we would cross over.
Okay. All right. Next one. Which of these best describes your self-care routine?
You're assuming I have a good one. Let's see. We can good chocolate, red wine, and a bath bomb.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
No. Nope.
Maybe my
drink
instead of wine.
Right.
Don't drink wine. Hitting the gym. Nothing makes me feel better than being productive and energetic.
Nope.
Sorry. That's not me.
Right.
Time in nature to recharge. I do love time in nature.
I do as well.
Self-reflection and journaling. I need to check in with myself.
Nope.
I wish I were better at that. I wish I were better at that. Binge watching my favorite TV series. I like that sometimes.
I do occasionally.
And self-care, who has time for that? Okay, I understand too. But I don't think that's necessarily me either, all the way.
Right. And so for me, I've got it narrowed down to two.
Okay.
Time in nature to recharge.
Love it.
Or good chocolate, red wine, a drink of some sort, and a bath bomb.
Uh-huh. I would say those
would be my two favorite things to do.
I would agree. I'll pick the opposite of you.
I'm going to say at this point, I take a bath every day.
Yeah.
And I don't get out into nature every day.
Okay.
So I'm going to say because it's what I do most often.
Okay.
Is a bath bomb.
I do love that so much. Okay. I'll choose time in nature because I do love both of those. And
I'm so excited for summer to have more time in nature.
I am so ready. I feel the sunshine was shining through the car on my face yesterday, and I was like,
so good.
Oh, I was just soaking it in. It was lovely.
I just feel alive. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I've been dead.
Yeah.
The realization that I've been dead for months.
Yes, that's so real.
Because this is what it feels like to feel alive.
Just something that happens to my body in the sunshine. It's so fabulous.
Me too.
Okay. If you were a celebrity, what would be your side hustle?
Ooh,
I like this.
This is a fun question. I've never thought of my side hustle.
Right.
Okay. A cosmetic line. Fenty Beauty and Kylie Cosmetics are my inspiration.
Interesting.
I don't even know what Fenty Beauty is, to tell you the truth. I know Kylie Kardashian, I'm assuming, right?
It's just cosmetics. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not really into cosmetics. A lifestyle blog. Why did the Duchess of Sussex have to say goodbye to the Tig?
What?
What is the Tig? I don't even know what that is either.
I don't either.
No, nothing to do with,
Wow.
A charity. You believe in investing in yourself and your community.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that.
A tell-all memoir. Future New York Times bestseller. Check.
Hmm.
My own sports team.
Wow.
Will Ferrell has the right idea. Does he have his own sports team?
I didn't know that. Now I'm going to find out.
Okay. That's funny because this week I was like, I think I want to put together a group of people to do. A couple of years ago, I did kickball with our community kickball league.
Yes.
And it was so fun.
That's awesome.
But I don't want my own sports team. I just want to laugh and pee my pants playing kickball.
That would be the next level.
Maybe next level. Yeah. A line of liquor if I...
De say so.
What is that word?
If I do say so myself.
Oh, I see you now. I had to finish. If I just say so myself.
Yes.
Now I got it. I'd have to do some research on successful business plans.
Whoa.
That's zero thoughtful. Research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing it. I don't know. Definitely not makeup.
Nope. I'm not that one either.
Lifestyle blog. I mean, yes, a lifestyle blog, but that would look different for me. It would be about books.
Right.
Can I do a lifestyle blog?
Yes. Like Reese.
Yes.
That's her lifestyle blog, is her book club.
Yes.
I love that.
I think that's because my own sports team, a line of liquor. No. I have often thought I want a drink shop, though.
Oh, we've talked about this.
Like a soda shop.
A soda shop.
Yeah. I have put a lot of time into organizing that in my brain of what it would look like.
I love it.
That's a whole business idea for another day.
I'm in.
I'm going for a blog.
Okay. I love the idea of writing a book, although I can't imagine what a memoir would ever be. So I'm going to choose a charity because I love that. I feel like I like...
To be involved.
Volunteering.
And yes, volunteering.
I do.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Good choice.
Okay.
I don't know if we're taking turns on how,
but. It's just kind of falling into place. Good job.
If you had a vacation home, where would it be?
Now, this is something I love to consider. Mm-hmm. Let's consider this.
Let's do it.
A beach house in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Thank you.
A chateau in the Swiss Alps.
That sounds beautiful.
Yes, please. A small cabin in the woods.
Yeah, that sounds delightful,
That
too.
Sounds idyllic.
Can I have all?
But cold. That's the Swiss Alps.
True.
Probably be cold, too.
True.
a sky-high treehouse in Brazil.
Oh, my goodness.
A stylish flat in the heart of Paris. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And busy. Congested.
Right. My immediate thought was the sound of cars and honking.
Yeah, I felt that when I was there.
But I love Paris.
Yeah.
But
yes,
that's not,
as a visit.
Right.
And this is a visit. It's a vacation home.
Yeah.
With global warming, it depends. Well, that is like a very pessimistic view.
Right, right.
Okay, there are a lot of things I would choose here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, the sky-high treehouse, is it like the treehouses I see online that are like
amazing,
like cooler than houses?
Right.
That would be cool.
I still want plumbing.
Right. Yes, please.
So it still needs to have...
I will use a toilet.
A toilet. And
I agree with that.
A bath.
There you go.
Is it going to have a bathtub?
That's important.
It's very important. And I don't know enough about the temperature in Brazil or the humidity. In my head, it's hot and humid.
I'm sure you're right.
Okay.
I'm sure you're right there. What about a small cabin in the woods?
I love the idea.
It does feel peaceful.
Very. This is what it comes down to for me. In the winter, because we live in a place with seasons, we definitely have our winter here.
Yep.
I would want to use my beach vacation home to get out of the winter, where if I was in the woods, I'd be just going to the same climate. We live in that climate. And I would want, and I even think going to Hawaii in the summer would be beautiful. So I think Hawaii year round.
I agree.
It's going to be the place.
I love the idea of a chateau in the Swiss Alps.
Me too.
Like, Steve and I, seriously, you know how you have, like, the dream vacation?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, going to Switzerland would be a dream vacation for us.
Absolutely.
But we've not, I mean, I've been there before a long time ago, and it truly is the most beautiful place I think I've ever been. Like, it is so
chateau,
beautiful.
Just the name
and
chateau.
And it is clean and lovely there.
Right. But also cold in the winter. Which is beautiful in and of itself.
And it's also harder to get to than like Hawaii. For us.
Right.
So even though we try to do different ones, I think I might have to do the same as you.
No, I think this is us.
A beach house in Hawaii.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Let's share.
I would love
it. I'll meet you there.
Love it.
Okay.
Book on the beach, baby.
Give it to me.
Okay. Friday.
I was going to try to sing. Oh my gosh, my brain. I was like, I'm going to sing the song. But no, that's S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night. And I was going to try it with Friday. That doesn't work.
No, there's not enough letters.
Not enough letters. That would have been a funny
try. With my voice,
try.
Like I couldn't even give it the excitement I wanted to. I apologize.
Friday.
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
What's your perfect Friday night, Jamie?
Well, I could choose from here, again, lots of options. A quiet evening with a good book.
Mm.
A dinner party with close friends and family.
Love it.
Game night with friends.
Love it.
One of my favorite things, because I know I'm going to laugh hard.
Yes, seriously.
Catching the game.
Love those. Love going to sporting events. Kay. For me, I love that.
I enjoy one, but that would probably not be my first or third choice.
It would depend on the game.
I'm not into sports, but I can be a sports fan of anything just to be part of the crowd.
There's something about watching a sporting event live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
It is
like
fun.
It's not the same as watching. Like, I can't watch many things on TV, sporting events on TV. It is so boring to me. But get with a crowd of people and like the excitement and the cheering
the
and like watching them try to make the basket or make the goal or whatever. And it is thrilling.
I love all of it. Yeah. Even though I wouldn't say I'm a sport person, I enjoy a good
sporting event.
Event, yes.
I get it.
Camping on a mountaintop.
Mm.
I enjoy camping, but not my Friday night.
Right. That's probably true to me, too.
Going out to a new bar. I kind of like being alone. It's how I unwind from the week.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't want to be alone, personally.
Really?
I like to be alone but something about a Friday night feels like, okay, we've worked all week. It's time to go out.
Now
or
we're gonna
play. Do something.
Okay.
I want to be alone at 9 o'clock. I'm done at 9 o'clock. I'm not parenting anymore.
But before then.
I don't want anyone to talk to me anymore.
You want to do something fun.
Maybe not on Friday night, 9 o'clock, but like during the week, 9 o'clock. I'm done.
I would agree with that as well. This is my thought. Friday night, I do want to be alone. Because I'm never alone. Ever. And I listen to a lot of voices all day long. It's never quiet.
True.
So the idea of a Friday night alone, but come Saturday, I want plans.
Okay, so you had your rest.
I need to rest
on Friday
and like recenter.
De-stress.
Yes. And then Saturday, let's do something fun. Let's play games. Let's go out to dinner. I want to be with my friends.
That is so funny. So it's usually the opposite for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm all hyped up for the weekend. And so Friday night, I'm like, it's the weekend. It's the weekend. And we'll go and do something. We usually do date night Friday night. And then by Saturday, I had my date night. I can check it off the list. I don't have to worry about it. It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually stay in on Saturday.
Interesting.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm the exact opposite. So I am going to go with, I kind of just want to be alone and unwind the week so that I can be fun and rested on Saturday.
Okay. I'm going to choose a dinner party with close friends and family. Like I want to see people that I love and visit and chat and just a good time.
Okay.
A good time.
Mine gave me same, Jamie, same. Did
so
yours?
So did mine.
That's so cute. The peace sign. Same, I agree, Sarah, with your choice.
You did good. I love it. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I feel validated.
Good. Oh, now we're thinking some more. Oh, but we're not done yet.
Okay. Ooh.
More book covers.
Getting to know each other. Try again. Pick the cover you like and ignore the rest. Is that what yours is?
No.
Ooh.
Mine says round two. Since we're getting to know each other, try again. Oh, maybe yours says that, but just
scroll your screen.
But again, we have different covers. Different covers.
Yeah.
Check it out. I love it.
Yes. So sorry about that. Round two. Since we're getting to know each other, try again.
Okay.
Pick the cover you like and ignore the rest. Oh, but now it only gave us three choices. Four. None of
mine
these.
Has six.
Yours has six choices?
You only have four.
And I'm scrolling this time. I have four choices.
Oh, it feels like it really knows you.
It is really trying
to break me down. It's narrowing you down. They're still not sure about me.
Right. So what are your choices?
Okay. I have the life-changing magic of tidying up, which was on your last one. Daring Greatly, Brené Brown.
I love that book.
So good. Into Thin Air.
I love that book.
I haven't read
John
that one.
John Krakow.
Yes. What's it about? A personal account of the Mount Everest disaster.
Ooh. Yeah, it's really good.
No Recipe, Cooking as Spiritual Practice. So just like feeling cooking,
creating things.
Gulp, Adventures on the Alimentary Canal, which I think is your throat.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Rough Magic, Riding the World's Longest or Loneliest Horse Race.
What?
Or none of
these. Wow, what interesting choices.
What did you get?
I got The Simple Wild.
Love that book.
Yeah, I have not read it, actually.
It's good.
But I've heard about it, and I love that cover.
It's
The
pretty.
Wedding Date. I like Jasmine Guillory. But I don't know that I've read this one. I don't remember. And Reincarnation Blues.
Wow. You got like fiction.
And then none of these.
You got fiction and I got like nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
They're all nonfictions.
Interesting.
I'm going to choose Daring Greatly by Brené Brown.
Because the cover is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
I love that cover. I'm going with The Simple Wild.
Okay. Okay. What are your go-to binge shows? Pick three. Whoa, look how many options they give.
Ooh.
Sometimes there's not very many and you can't find one you've even seen.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh, that is a lot of choices. And
but what did you do? We have the same
a lot of
choices.
TV. Let's see. Stranger Things.
Yes.
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Big Little Lies.
Mm.
Riverdale.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. How It's Made. The Bachelor, we know your choice.
I'm a sucker.
Orange is the New Black, Friends, Euphoria, Criminal Minds, Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. Is it Borden? Bourdain?
I don't know how to say it. That's a good question.
Empire, Sports Center, How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh my gosh, I like a lot of these, actually.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I would choose pick my three. Favorite. Like, I watched two seasons of Stranger Things.
I watched two.
And I was like, yeah, I'm all done. Tapped out. The
first season got me in. Second season, not enough to bring me back. Is there a third season?
Oh, I think there's more than that. I think there's like four or five.
And Downton Abbey was the same for me. I watched the first two or three.
I love Downton Abbey. But I've never
finished. Is the series finished or is it still making?
It's finished.
It's finished.
It's wonderful.
I haven't finished it. Although I love Big Little Lies,
the book. Love the book.
I have not seen the series.
I've seen some of the series.
Okay.
But I just love the book so much that nothing will ever compare.
Right. I kind of tend to not love when they make a book into a series because I don't want it to ruin it or to put different visuals in my brain.
Yeah. I get it.
From what I want. Oh, I don't know. Riverdale?
I get it.
No, I've never watched an episode of Riverdale. Game of Thrones?
I like Riverdale. It's like a WB show, you know, it's like,
isn't it like
teen drama? Yeah. Archie. But it's like, those are the characters, which I'm not super familiar with, like the original version characters. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you how they compare with the show, but I liked the show. If you like that kind of stuff, like I love Dawson's Creek. I love all those shows.
Okay.
That I watched them all. Smallville. This feels like one of
right
those.
Along the WB line.
Yes. Okay. So if you like that, you would like this.
Game of Thrones. Never watched an episode. Not my thing. How It's Made. We went over these already, right? I read them all.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm rereading them.
That's why it was wrong. Okay. The Leanne Moriarty. I just have to say, now we were talking about Big Little Lies.
Yes.
She writes another book. Nine Perfect Strangers. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
That is also made into a short series. It's just one. It's a limited series, I think they call it.
Okay.
So it's just one season. And it does the whole book.
It wraps it all up.
In one season.
Okay.
The book was like okay for me. It was really kind of weird. It's not my favorite
book of hers.
It's a weird book.
Yes.
I loved the miniseries.
Really?
I loved it.
I need to go watch that.
It's on Hulu, I think.
Okay.
But it has like Nicole Kidman and... you would know the people in this. I can't think of all the people in it, but it's
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy in it? Okay, is in that's it. Right.
I love her.
And they did such a good job. It made me like it. Like, I remember being like, that was a weird one.
I agree.
And I didn't like it very much. Kind of walked away feeling weird about it. But the show was so great.
Okay.
I was like, this is the weirdest show, but it's different watching that story. It was almost like she wrote it for TV. It
to be made into the series.
Yes. And so I was like, when we were talking about that, I'm like, I have to mention that. That's one that is good. Otherwise, I've yet to find one that I really like that's been turned into TV. Like, it goes from book to TV or book to movie. It's not ever the same.
No, it's not.
Okay. So what's your first one where you're like, that one?
Hands down, Friends.
Love Friends.
I think that's probably the first show that I ever got obsessed with.
I love
there
Friends.
There was like an obsessive
quality.
Well,
my kids watch
one.
It now. Do they? So we are on the rewatching. Like,
love.
It's on all the time.
Yeah.
At my house right now.
Awesome.
It's a good
I watched one the other day because I was thinking about the one with, I forget the guy's name, but Monica is interviewing to work at the restaurant.
Okay.
And he shows up high. Do you remember this one?
Oh, I'm trying. I don't know.
She's so mad because this is her interview to work in the best restaurant. Like, this is her dream job.
Yes.
And he shows up so high that he eats like all the hors d'oeuvres really, really fast. And then he starts going through her cupboards and getting food out.
Yes.
And then he starts throwing things into the food like, save me. I don't know what it is about that episode. That is, it just
makes you laugh every time.
When I watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, he's so annoying. But thinking back on it, I laugh so hard. Like, I just love when he's throwing the life preservers, which are cereal, into the... Anyway.
That's awesome.
I love that one.
Friends is a win.
Friends, How to Get Away with Murder.
You know, I love like a little bit of murder. That show, too.
And Criminal Minds.
I used to watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have vivid memories of, like, coming home from the hospital after delivering a baby. and like being home, just like sitting on my bed, taking care of a baby, right? Like a nursing and changing diapers and nursing and changing diapers, like those first few weeks with a newborn. And you're just like, the TV's on in the background
all the time.
Well, and so what's on during the day, I'm not really a, like a, what are the,
soap operas.
No. I don't really watch those. So Ion Television would replay Criminal Minds episode after episode. And so I have these ties of like Criminal Minds and then like.
And Brand New Babies.
Yes. What's the other one that's like NCIU or something?
Oh, yeah. NCIS.
Yes.
Yes.
Was also on, like on other days. And so like it would rotate shows each day.
And those were your
And go-tos. Those are the ones. That, so I think of like, oh, that like gives me these feelings of like newborns. Criminal Minds.
Interesting.
Now I cannot watch it. I'm like, it is gruesome.
Because I loved Criminal Minds and NCIS until I had babies. And then I couldn't handle it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like,
because
that my kids are older.
Yes. And now like, I can go back to
it. They leave my safety.
Right.
I am like, I cannot watch.
Oh, now that they're gone.
That they're gone. Yeah. When they were like, oh, what's going to happen to them safely with me? Nothing. Yeah. But like now that they're not always with me, like it is gory and it's a lot. I don't want to think that could really happen.
And I probably haven't watched Criminal Minds in years and years, but I do remember these are things I've binged. Criminal Minds and Friends, How to Get Away with Murder. That's a newer one. And I can't say I've never binged it, but if I were to, that's what I would binge.
I watched it like when it was actually airing. So, like, I didn't need to binge it.
Okay. As it was coming
But I love, that's one of mine, too.
Okay.
Is for sure How to Get Away with Murder. I'm for sure choosing The Bachelor.
Of course.
The funny thing is, like, watching it isn't where I get my thrills.
Right.
It's the spoilers. Just right. I want to read all the spoilers. So, I don't know. It's okay.
I love it.
And then I'm trying to decide if I want to do Big Little Lies because I love the book so much. Mm-hmm. Or Downton Abbey, because I love the show so much, but it's also...
Well, we're going with show here.
Show. Okay, so then I'm going to choose Downton Abbey.
I'm not choosing for you or telling you what to choose,
that
but hopefully that helped.
That really forceful. I didn't get a say. Just kidding. No.
Great. But now I'm going to have guilt.
You are right. That is the better show, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like a lot of these shows. I will just say those are my top three.
Sounds good.
What's your third?
Oh, did I not say?
You said How to Get Away with Murder and Friends.
Criminal Minds.
Oh, and Criminal Minds. And Criminal Minds. That's right. You did say that. Okay. Okay, next one.
Pick the movie you like the most. Do we have the same movie, Sarah?
Free Solo. I don't know what that is.
It's that climbing one.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it, but I do know what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
The Devil Wears Prada. Brave. Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Love, Simon. The Blind Side. The Social Network. Silence of the Lambs. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Eat, Pray, Love. Harry Potter. Think Like a Man. The Hangover. Or Pride and Prejudice. There are a lot of choices, and you can only pick one.
Only one on this one.
That's harder for me.
What movie do you like the most? What is Brave? Oh, that's the cartoon, right? The Disney movie Brave? I've never seen
it. Yes, that's true.
That's what that is.
Okay. I think you're right.
I'm trying to figure out all the different ones. There's so many I haven't seen.
Which one other ones are you not sure about?
I did love Silence of the Lambs
when it came out. Creepy.
Creep. Out of all of the, and I don't watch movies more than once.
Thriller books.
But I did like Silence of the Lambs and I've seen it many, many times.
Well, there you go. That says something right there. That might be your choice.
That might be my choice. The other one that I love and have watched more than once is The Hangover.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. I love a good comedy.
So funny.
Let me laugh so hard.
It is funny.
So those would be my two choices. And I don't know. What are you thinking?
I can't help but think they're going to use this choice as what kind of book would I associate it with. So I'm kind of looking into this going like, I love a good Devil Wears Prada book.
Such a good book.
Right? And I'm kind of like, I love Simon. Yeah, the movie is great too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love Simon. I haven't read the book. I have no idea if that is even a book, but I love the music in Love Simon.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen it.
I love Pride and Prejudice, but I also just chose Downton Abbey, and I don't necessarily want a historical book.
That's what I'm thinking. I just picked two murdery things on the previous one. If I pick Silence of the Lambs here...
You might have just told him who you are.
I'm totally typing myself.
But maybe that's your type.
But I do like those, but I also love hilarious, give me something really funny.
Yes. And so I like love Harry Potter. Like I have them on DVDs. I loved the book series. I've read it multiple times. I've watched the movie multiple times. But would I say that's my favorite movie? Probably not.
Right.
It's just like a comfortable, bring me back home, have it on in the background because I know it so well.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know.
I think I have to go with The Hangover, because even though I've loved I loved Silence of the Lambs and I've seen it many, many times, would I watch a scary movie now? No. That was a different me. I don't do scary movies anymore. So I just want funny. I'm going with The Hangover.
I like it. I understand it. I'm choosing between like something lighthearted and funny, like The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
And like a classic, like Harry Potter, take you on an adventure.
I can see both of those for you.
I am going to choose, even though like I would never like choose The Devil Wears Prada as like a movie to watch. If it's on, I'd leave it on.
Right.
But I would never be like, you know what we need to watch?
I swear. Let's watch it. But would you do any of that with any of these?
Maybe Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice. You do.
But again, I just chose. But that's the show. That's not the book.
Exactly. We're talking just movies here.
Pride and Prejudice.
So hard. So hard. This one was hard to decide.
It was. I wanted to pick three. That's okay.
Right.
Okay. Who's your favorite superhero?
Captain America, Dolly Parton.
Is she a superhero? I like that she's on this list.
The Incredible Hulk, Black Panther, Iron Man, Black Widow, Beyonce, Oprah, the most interesting man in the world.
Who's that?
I don't know what that is. Or Spider-Man.
Well, I'm choosing Dolly Parton.
Me too. Because...
As much as I like a good superhero.
Right.
I'm not like
I love her.
Or I love Black Widow too, I guess, if I were going to pick from a show. I
don't really know.
I mean, Scarlett Johansson. So that's what I think. Yeah. I think of like, because my family watches a lot of I have boys who love these things. Okay. So we watch them, but I'm going to choose that. Okay, I'm choosing Dolly.
I love that she's an option.
Me too. Thank you for that.
Let's talk about books, baby.
Ooh, we're not done yet.
Here we go.
Okay, what kind of books are you interested in? I feel like I keep reading the titles. Does that bother you?
No, I think we've been taking turns.
Okay.
So, biography and memoir, business, children's, comics and graphic novels, cooking and entertainment, crime and mystery, fiction, history, health and fitness, horror.
This is every option.
Everything. Inspirational, LGBT plus, lifestyle, nonfiction. This goes, I'm still scrolling. Poetry, seriously. Political science, romance, science fiction, and fantasy. Why didn't they just put those into two separate categories?
With all these other options. Others,
sports, travel, true crime, trending titles, young adult. Now I can't even remember my options.
Right. You get to pick three though.
That's good.
That is good. I'm going to say for sure trending titles. I want to see what everybody, I want to read what everybody likes and what everybody else is reading. I love that.
I agree with that. I love a good trending title and I love true crime.
You love true crime. I love a good fiction.
Yep.
Are you going to do biography, memoir? I like those sometimes. They're good.
A memoir. So I'm going with biography and memoir. But in that is no fiction, because true crime is
True crime.
True crime. It's true. But then trending titles would fall into
fiction.
Some fiction. Because I do, I love me some fiction.
So I like fantasy, but not necessarily science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid to choose that one, really. Mm. I like inspirational.
Okay.
Or crime and mystery. That's fiction.
I do like crime and mystery as well.
And I like biography and memoir, but I'm more choosy with those. So I'm going to say crime and mystery.
Okay. Have you picked all three of yours?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, interesting question. Are you a parent?
That is an interesting question.
Does that have anything to do with what book they're going to recommend for me?
Maybe. Yes, no, or no, but I'm still interested in children's books, which makes me think that they might give us children's books.
Some idea of some children's books. I am a parent, but I'm old. Parent. I don't have littles.
Fair. That should matter.
Right? That's going to be a difference between what like children's books or not.
Yeah.
Okay. I put yes, though, because I am.
I did, too. I am. What does your bookshelf look like?
It's a chic mix of books and items that reflect my personal style. It's the rainbow bookshelf of my dreams.
Oh, cute.
I'm so wanting that, can never sit down and just do it.
Organize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's for books and obviously organized by author, by category.
Wow.
And the only bookshelf I need is on my device.
Eek. That's a sad one, but it's right. Also true.
It's very true. Two different types of bookshelf.
Yes, that's true.
So I have one of each. I'm going with my bookshelves because I love my library in my house. It has books. It has trinkets. It has all sorts of things, and I love it. So I'm going with a chic mix of books and items that reflect my personal style.
I like that one too, which I do have lots of bookshelves. And
you do.
So I can't say that it's only on my device. That's not accurate.
Right.
It's also not organized by author and category.
Would I want it to be? Yes.
Cool.
But I have various people in my library.
Yeah. Books. How would you keep it that way?
So we have shelves. We each have a section.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I just have my section. And it's divided up into books I've read and books I haven't read yet.
Ooh, that's way important.
So I can just go and look organized. What I haven't read yet.
Yeah. But that's organized. It might not be this
organized
category.
In a way. Yeah. So
I like the idea of the rainbow, right? Where they do all the spines. But that's not what mine looks like at all.
Mm-mm.
And that I'm in it. Mine's eclectic. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just different.
We're a lot alike. That's Indeed. Why we do this together.
Okay. What kind of reader are you?
Occasional reader, around 1 to 4 books a year. That's cute.
Good job for trying.
Right.
Goodness. We don't,
that is awesome.
That is so great.
Binge reader, around 5 to 9 books a
That's
year.
That's a binge reader.
That's not a binge reader in my book. Constant reader, more than 10 books a year. I listen to audiobooks around 15 or more a year.
They don't have a lot of hope.
I think we're maybe on the outskirts of a
interesting.
Reader. I don't know.
I don't often read, but I love giving books as gifts.
I love that too.
Sure, but I do love to read. I do read often.
I want to choose two because I'm a constant reader.
Uh-huh.
To me, that's more than 10 books, but I'm also an audiobook listener. Which that's also more than 15 books, but I do both of those, but we can only choose one.
I'm going to say I probably for sure listen so much more than read. So I'm going to choose that one. And it does have the most books per year.
Most books per year. Okay. Me as well.
Okay. Here we go. Last time. We promise.
You know the deal. Pick the cover you like and ignore the rest.
Okay. I only got 3 this time.
Same. One of them being none of these.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I got 4.
Okay. I only got 3.
Oh my gosh, it really knows you.
Well, interesting though, because one of them is looks like a cooking book called Nothing Fancy, and it's a plate of meat. And the other one is a children's book, the Jimmy Fallon Everything is Mama.
That's funny.
And none of these. Guess what?
Then say none of these.
I have to choose none of these. I wouldn't, I'm not a cooking book. I own cookbooks, but I don't read cookbooks. And I love a good children's book, but that's not what I want. So I'm choosing none of these. What were yours?
I got Stephen Fry Mythos, The Greek Myths Reimagined.
Okay.
Hoda Kotb's I Really Needed This Today.
Okay. I could read both of those.
Words to Live By. Or The Shining Girls by Lauren Bukes. It looks like...
The Shining Girls, that reminds me of Radium Girls. Like the girls that worked in the factory with the...
It does. Now I'm very... Am I just picking by cover?
Does it
say? So it doesn't matter what it's about?
You know the deal. Pick the cover you like and ignore the rest.
The thing below says astonishing. These are what people said about it. Astonishing. A triumph. One of the scariest and best written thrillers of the year is The Shining Girls.
It's The Shining Girls. Okay. So not anything to do with...
I think I would choose I Really Needed This Today by Hoda Kotb, which is just words to live by. I think hers are like just short little thoughts on like every page. It's not necessarily like a novel.
Right. Huh. I've never read any of her books or...
I haven't either.
I didn't know she had one actually.
I didn't either. And it's not like I follow her.
Right.
But that sounds nice every day.
Sounds good.
A nice little quote. It has a pretty cover. It's got flowers on the cover.
Oh, that is cute.
It's very pretty.
It's very pretty.
Clean. What are you going to choose? And none of these.
None of these because I don't like... I mean, I like the cover of Everything is Mama. It's cute.
But it's a children.
But it's a children's book and that's... Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they want you to continue with your email.
You're almost done creating an account. Unlock...
How did we know
your reader types and customized book recommendations. So do I want to continue with Google, Facebook, or my email?
I went ahead with Google.
I'm going with Google too. Please don't send me emails. But Google will still link my email to it, right?
Oh my goodness, this is fun.
Okay. I'm agreeing to the privacy policy.
I've also agreed.
Reader type.
It got mine. I'm excited.
Me too. We found your perfect books.
You got your perfect books?
It said, it's giving me my reader type.
Okay. Mine too.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one.
What's your number one reader type?
Don't tell anyone, but your favorite type. Serial reader.
No, it says, but you're our favorite type.
Oh, but you're our favorite type.
They know how to make everyone feel good.
Because yours says the same, and do you have a different type?
Nope, I'm the same type.
We're both serial readers.
Serial reader.
Okay. Not surprising.
No. What does that mean?
Oh, do you want to read that one?
Like Jessica Fletcher, you can't help but notice little details that slip past everyone else. You're observant, bright, and don't scare easily. Your natural curiosity and determined nature mean you'll never let a mystery go unsolved.
Oh, Jessica Fletcher. Do you know who that is?
No.
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, I love Jessica Fletcher.
Yes.
Okay, you're also a little.
Cool mom, cool dad.
I got a different one.
You did? Why would it say cool mom, cool dad?
What does that mean?
Whether you're a regular dad, honest mom, or honorary guardian, you're fun, adventurous, and caring. Your passion and love of learning inspire your kids to read just like you.
Wow, that is so true.
Oh my gosh, they so know how to get me.
That is so true for you.
That is a very, very much me.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
What's yours?
You're also a little trendsetter.
Ooh.
I don't know what that says.
A little trendy?
You're trendy, tasteful, effortlessly cool.
Yes, you are.
You're the trendsetter, the one who always has a recommendation ready for anyone who asks. With an eye for the next best thing, you're not scared to try something new.
That's actually really true.
I love recommending books. Like, please let me.
Not just books. I've taken shoe recommendations from you, leggings, hoodies.
That is hilarious. I never would have thought that about myself.
No, all the things. My cups.
Is hilarious.
You got me. I didn't know Stanley until you told me about him.
And now we've moved on to Simple Modern.
Yes. You are the trendy one that tells me how to be cool.
Oh my gosh. That is the most funny thing I've ever heard. But that's hilarious.
Very true.
And number three. Did you get a number three?
Number three, I got trendsetter.
So you got that too.
Yes. And it's, you're not scared to try something. I think it's the exact same thing. You're the trendsetter, the one who always has a recommendation ready for anyone who asks. When it comes to books, that comes in third for you.
That comes in third,
so it's more you than me, but it's still
there. You have that there. Okay, my third one is Beach Reader.
Ooh.
Beach Please, you love to get your out-of-office on. Whether it's a trip to the city or surrounding yourself with the sun and the sand, you'd always rather be on vacation. Your friends would describe you as confident, kind, and fun-loving. Life is short. Read something fun.
Absolutely.
I love these so much.
This was like, there's not a list of book recommendations
with
it like I thought, but oh my gosh, this is so fun.
I love this. This was the most fun quiz.
I agree.
I love like it telling me what, I want to know what other options there were out there.
Right.
Right?
Share with us.
I want to hear like what kind of reader you are.
And I love that it gave us number one, number two, and number three, because we're all a little bit of multiple things.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. I loved it. It's Bookfinity.
Do it.
And it is totally fun. I will absolutely make sure that it's on our Instagram and Facebook for everyone to try out.
And then comment on there what your types were. We'd love. I want to read through these.
This
so
was darling. That was so fun. I loved it. Okay, and we hope that you guys go check this out. We are not affiliated in any way with Bookfinity.
Absolutely not.
FYI, we just discovered them.
Upon them, yes.
And we're glad we did.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a little shout out. Thanks, Bookfinity. Find us on Instagram, Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe. Share with your friends.
Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
Now, go read a book. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.